little bit more than mid screen, pop them up, shield slash, pop them up again, shield slash, charge star.
Welcome back to the Shot of Games podcast, episode 138. Today we have a lot of Nintendo news. Like, a lot of Nintendo news.
The extra large edition?
Yeah, much larger than the other official Nintendo podcast that we did. We've got some Xbox One news and hardly any PlayStation news at all.
No,
did
I
you
didn't.
Even have any PlayStation?
I didn't see anything that was really...
Nothing really.
No, I guess the closest...
Another large maintenance coming up soon, other than that.
Yeah, they got maintenance coming up. I guess the biggest thing news-wise would be... Obama's trying to pass legislation to make it easier for courts to go after denial of service attacks and botnets and so forth. I think it's just smoke and mirrors, but
anyways, a lot of Nintendo stuff. But before we get into any of that, since you're already talking about legislatures and politics and laws and stuff.
Oh, I know.
There was a swatter that was sentenced.
What, no introduction here?
They know who we are.
Give us a second. We're going to get to that.
Okay, so you're just going to completely bypass that, introduce everybody in the middle of the show, and then just go on from there.
No, we're just going to hit this point. Would you let me do the show? Goodness. Anyway, before we get to introductions...
Someone wants to be a producer.
She does. Before we get into introductions, there was a swatter sentenced today. In case you guys didn't know what a swatter is. Somebody who calls police on somebody on the other end of a video game and has them raid their house claiming that, there's a hostage or there's a bomb or something.
Yeah.
Some of the sources, they have police raid the house of somebody that they're not getting along with on the other end of the microphone. And, as you guys may or may not know, illegal use of the police or improper use of the police is illegal, and... he was sentenced to 5 years in federal prison.
Wow.
And what was that other thing?
And it was like $73,000 in restitution.
Yeah, like $73,000 in restitution. That's a heavy, heavy, heavy...
That is
crazy. Thing. He was arrested back in 2010.
Yep.
So this has been going on for a while. So hopefully, this is serious business.
Yeah, so... note of the day, don't mess around. Don't be stupid. Play your game. You get mad, shut it off. Get over it.
Yeah, right? Walk away.
Jeez, don't be stupid. All right, now introductions. Wayne.
Yes, I'm here.
Hey.
No, I'm really not here. I guess games we played this week. Well, I've been doing a whole lot of trivia crack every... it's about every chance I get, I'm playing that game, competing with random people and friends, and it's fun, it's challenging.
Is it a phone game?
Yeah. Yeah, works on it, you can play it on any mobile device. Android, iOS, Windows Phone. And you can even play it on Facebook.
Oh god.
So it's cross platform, it's the same account all the way around.
Just don't send me a request or I will kill you.
I'm gonna send you all the requests just because I know it knows you. Just because anyone knows you.
Why?
You're just going to get them all. I'm just going to send them to you every hour of every day.
It's really fun to see which of among your friends is the smartest when it comes to the trivia. Because it's got everything. You've got entertainment, which is, okay, some good stuff there. But, sports, which is nice, You've got science, geology, and art. So, you got all the bases covered, basically.
But nobody here has ever played trivia with Jesse or I.
Cool.
Everything but sports and art.
Yeah.
Poor day.
Pretty much.
That's what I thought until I started.
At least with
this.
Her and I together. If I'm by myself, I'm about as sharp as a burlap sack of geodes.
Ah.
Shout out to Kim.
At least you still got a little bit of a shine.
Yeah, a little bit. Once you crack me open.
Yeah. Other than that, Avengers Alliance, still going strong on that one. Unlocking the different characters, the daily missions are really the main thing going on right now. Waiting for another either episode or chapter, I guess is what they're going to call it. Another chapter or special ops or whatever to launch. But we'll see what happens in the future there. Hoping for some more new nice characters. And Yeah, mostly that and Forza Horizon 2, still going through and trying to complete the Storm Island. And I did play a little tiny bit of Sunset Overdrive.
I knew it! I saw it coming! You can't put it down! I knew it! I was about to ask you, too. I was like, you didn't play any Sunset Overdrive? Are you sure?
I barely installed it this week.
Oh, goodness.
And I only really played the first introductory level.
Oh, okay.
Because the game was still installing.
Oh.
And I, yeah.
The dog is whining.
Mage is being a whiny baby.
What is Mage been playing?
Mage has been playing with
people hearts.
Yeah, especially
hearts and emotions.
Especially with where we've been this weekend.
So, you know, Mage has a super secret identity that's not that much of a secret. Sometimes he is Spider Dog, also known as
Peter Barker.
If you see us around cons, you probably have seen Mage in his Spider-Man costume getting toted around. If you check out our Facebook, there's a couple of pictures of him up on the wall somewhere in an album of him posing with a Spider-Man. It was pretty awesome, actually. to be quite honest, I think Mage had more fun than we did. I mean, we had fun, but Mage was definitely the star of the show.
Oh, man, he fangirled really, really hard.
Nice.
Especially with that photo with Spider-Man. But anyway, off of a digression,
yeah.
So it's okay for me to skip intros at the beginning, but it's okay for you to cut an intro in the middle?
I always do that.
Okay,
go ahead and proceed with
your intro.
Oh, my intro? What have I been playing with this
producer.
Week?
Miss Producer.
I've been playing with my emotions.
Yeah.
Crying a lot.
Yeah.
It happens.
let me guess, the hair's starting to change colors?
Maybe.
Yeah, from blue to green.
No, it's not fair. I bleach my hair and I get out all the color, and then as soon as I go get ready to put in some new color, it turns blue. Just out of nowhere, it turns blue.
You gotta go fast.
That's because you're not supposed to rinse it out with the toilet bowl.
I mean, this is not what I signed up for when I said I want a mutant ability. I don't want things sticking to my feet. I don't want my hair turning blue at every time I level up.
Yeah, guys, you guys didn't know. When Mimi walks around the house barefoot, everything just sticks to the bottom of her feet. Her feet are very, very sensitive, so it's pretty entertaining to watch her squirm.
Is she related to Toad?
She might be. With your hair always turning blue, I'm not entirely sure.
You never know.
Yeah.
I'm playing a bunch of my little lame games, Animal Crossing, Cooking Mama. Oh, goodness, that game will give you stress that you didn't know you could have.
Oh, yeah.
I would expect nightmares from myself, but, you know.
I
failed cooking instant noodles.
Oh.
Yeah, and she's Asian.
Wow.
It was awful.
In case those of you tuning in for the first time didn't know, Mimi is Asian.
What?
I don't know how they could not know.
She's an Asian that doesn't speak math.
I do not believe.
And is that all for you?
Yeah.
Yeah. As you fiddle around with your nose ring?
Yes, I'm trying to shove a piece of metal back through my nose.
Okay.
Go back to Africa.
Gee, what? Alright, well, anyway, for me, I began and finished playing Grand Theft Auto V for PS4.
Nice.
Played through that pretty quick. Really fun game. A lot of hidden elements in the dialogue of the main storyline that a lot of people seem to overlook.
Ah.
Such as humanitarian rights, which is ironic. Considering the legacy of the Grand Theft Auto series.
Yeah.
But humanitarian rights, women's rights, basic general common courtesy. But, yeah, they're definitely hitting all that stuff, and they ping out a lot of people on it. It's pretty entertaining. But, yeah, I played that and then turned it in, so I don't want to have that game anymore. And then I picked up Wind Waker HD again,
because nice.
I started playing, and I stopped playing it for other games and never quite finished HD. So I picked that up again.
I need to go through it again myself. But
yeah, I mean, there's some minor aesthetic changes compared to the GameCube version that they incorporated into this one, which is pretty good. Like Mimi, I've been playing Cooking Mama, which is a game I've never really played, never thought of playing. Yeah.
It's not a good game to play before bed.
No, it's not. It pisses you off like crazy. It really does. I've never been this mad at a stupid 3DS... Not even 3DS game. It's a regular DS game.
Oh.
Never been so mad at a DS game before. Wow. I'm also pretty picky about the games I play, so... If there are really terrible games that would piss me off, I probably haven't played them because I probably had the foresight not to.
Yeah.
But, not quite sure. But yeah, playing that, and then, what else have I been playing? That's about it. Some Smash Brothers. Not too much of that. I'm focusing on Wind Waker.
Nice. You know, I actually picked up, to interrupt real quick here. I haven't played it yet, but I played through, Lego Marvel Super Heroes on the Xbox 360, right?
Mm-hmm.
I picked it up on the Xbox One. So okay. I can go through it again on the better system now. Mm-hmm. Probably won't make much of a difference, but it's nice to have. It was a cheap sale, so I was like, you know, why not?
Yeah, that works. Yeah, I mean, I think that about covers our introductions. Our
we unusual. Went to a convention and did a thing.
Yep. In case you guys aren't following us on Facebook or checking in our website.
We've been a little bit quiet about it because it was really up in the air whether or not we were going to go. We're pretty glad that we did.
Yeah. We went to Anime Los Angeles, or ALA, over the past weekend. We went there on Saturday. We were only able to go for one day because it is a decent drive from here, from San Diego to Los Angeles.
And we didn't really plan it out, so it's not like we could have stayed at the hotel.
Yeah. Like as she said, it was kind of up in the air. We weren't quite sure if we were going to go or not, so we didn't want to get a hotel room and not go. It'd be a waste.
Yeah.
So.
So yeah. If you're not familiar with ALA, it is obviously Anime Los Angeles. Up until this year, they have been held at the Los Angeles Marriott. Mm. It's a mid-sized convention. This year's attendance cap was 4,000.
Yeah.
Which is a pretty small convention compared to many of the other conventions.
And this was year 11 for them.
Yeah, year 11. So with 4,000 people. Next year, they are going to be moving to Ontario.
Not Canada.
And then hopefully the attendance cap will go up from there. But then it's also a bittersweet thing because now it's even further away from people.
Yeah, I see.
So it's interesting to see how it goes. We do wish them luck in the future. They do have a pretty unique thing that goes on at the convention. From what I understand, they're not the only convention that does it. But they seem to be the most...
prominent to have it done.
Most successful.
Yeah, that works there.
So, you know, not only do they have staff participation... but they have tons of attendee participation, and what it is nice. Ribbons.
Hmm. Yeah, their badges aren't quite like the standard badges you get at some other conventions, where it's not like a piece of paper they put in a little plastic sleeve, you hang it around your neck, or it's not a button like MTAC. MTAC actually has little buttons that you put, or not really little, they're pretty big buttons you tack on your shirt. These are actual, like, badge cards, like plastic cards, almost like ID cards.
Okay.
And, they hang that, you know, they give you the lanyard, you hang it around your neck and everything like that. And then you go around and staff is involved, the vendors are involved, the congoers, everybody's involved. And they order ribbons, which are literally just a ribbon, but it has a sticky end along the top edge.
Yeah.
And you literally stick it on the bottom of your badge. Okay. And then you attach all the subsequent ribbons to the bottom of the previous ribbon. So you end up getting a long, huge train of ribbons hanging off the bottom of your badge.
Nice.
And the way that you get them is that, you know, some places...
It's variable.
It's variable. Some people you have to trade for a ribbon, or if you happen to be an X cosplay from X series, then, you know, you get the ribbon, answer a trivia question.
Yep.
Or, you know, you can answer
One of my favorite ones, some of the ones that we were trying to get, I got my gamer ribbon because I answered a piece of gaming trivia. Which my question, for those of you at home who would like to know, my question was, what game, and these are random, you roll 2d10 die, and they have a whole list of questions, and based on what you roll is the question they ask you. So, when I rolled, my question was, most of the music from Skyrim was rehashed from what other game? And I sat there for about a good couple of seconds to think about it, and I came up with the correct answer, and we'll go over the correct answer at the end of the podcast. Gotcha.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, the ribbon thing is pretty intense. I think there were people that had, like, well, people had, you know, chained the ribbons that were taller than me, but that's not really saying
I think
much.
I think the most that I've seen that someone actually verified on the
Like 155?
No, I didn't see that one.
There was somebody verified like 155.
Oh man, I saw 97.
Wow.
That dude was huge, man. They had a lot of ribbons.
Ribbons is some serious business. It is actually, you know, kind of something I'd like to see happen at other conventions, but it's a great icebreaker.
Oh, absolutely. And it brings people out of their comfort zone.
Yeah.
Because one of them was, you had to say what the Konami code was, and they were very, very picky on the entry of the Konami code, because it is on the ribbon, so you have to say it exactly how it is on the ribbon before you can get it. So if you hadn't seen somebody with the ribbon, you wouldn't know exactly which one they're looking for. But that was one of them. And a third one from the same vendor, which actually wasn't the vendor, it was the staff, was they wanted you to yell at the top of your lungs, the absolute loudest you can possibly go. They wanted you to yell at Hadouken so every other room can hear you. And you do it loud enough and they'll give you the Hadouken ribbon.
Hmm.
Yep.
Nice.
So there was a lot of cool things going on at the convention, a lot of cool ones. So we would definitely like to see that at other conventions. Who knows? Maybe we'll recommend it to some conventions, see how they go along. But conventions like MTAC, where they have the buttons, it wouldn't quite work so well. You know, so it's kind of strange like that.
You can't really stick a ribbon to a button. But anyway, it was really cool. ALA was a nice experience for us.
It was.
It was a great experience for Mage. Everybody loved him. He was well behaved as always.
Oh goodness.
And it was really a big refreshment for us. Like Jesse and I, we did go to Kamikaze. We did see some excellent cosplayers, tons of talented, nice people at Kamikaze, but since Kamikaze is a much larger con, you really kinda just see everybody in passing. Since ALA is a lot smaller, you really get to see some of this crazy workmanship that you see.
Oh yeah.
It was bananas. It was great.
And it is a home convention for a lot of, you know, more famous people, more famous voice actors, as well as, you know, more well-known cosplayers and, you know, YouTubers and such like that.
Yeah.
We ran into a couple of, you know, other cosplayers that we've seen, more famous cosplayers that we've seen at other conventions.
You know, the ones that you usually see on YouTube, on Facebook.
Yeah, like,
you know,
like D-Pity.
D-Pity, Monster Mash.
Yep.
Notorious B.O.B. was there.
Yeah.
Quite a few people.
Wasn't Hydro Bob there?
That's Hydro Bob. Notorious
okay,
B.O.B.
That's what, you're right.
Okay.
Dust Money was there, and then I blanked out. But anyways, convention awesome. We wish we could go next year, but for obvious reasons we cannot.
Yep.
But that doesn't mean that we wouldn't go in the future given the chance.
Yep. And on the not so obvious thing, if you guys are tuning in for the first time, Amy and I will not be staying in California much longer. We are going to be moving over to Tennessee, and we're going to be chilling there for a while. So you'll be able to catch us around the Tennessee Anime Convention scene, the MTAC, and the AWA Anime Week in Atlanta. So
DragonCon.
And DragonCon.
We're hoping to make DragonCon.
Yep, we're definitely going to try to make DragonCon. And who knows? Maybe we'll end up heading to New York. Maybe over time. I mean, it is only how long of a drive?
17 hours.
Yeah. So, who knows? Maybe we'll head up to New York and maybe attend some New York Comic Con or, you know, something of the sort. Who knows?
Nice.
But yeah.
But yeah. So that's what we did this past week. In addition to, you know, me playing with my emotions and things like that. But back to the big news. This morning, in case you missed it, there was a Nintendo Direct.
Oh yes.
It was 6 a.m. our time?
6 a.m. Pacific time, 9 a.m. Eastern time.
Yeah.
I was sitting in my parking lot at work, getting ready to go to work, and I was sitting in my car watching on my phone.
I was dead asleep.
You were knocked out. But, yeah, I only caught some of it, but I caught I caught back up when I got home from work. But
you got a lot of crazy stuff.
A lot of stuff.
Okay, so in case you missed it, the big news was obviously the new 3DS XL.
Yeah.
That was the biggest news. We had already heard about it last year. Japan already has it. Everybody said it's absolutely
necessary.
It's absolutely necessary. It wasn't, you know, an unnecessary rehash. It wasn't an unnecessary rebranding. It was actually a necessary upgrade. It definitely improves your gaming.
Oh, yeah.
Which is perfect because there is a butt ton of games coming out. But anyways, back to the new 3DS XL. It is, what's the price point on it? Same price point?
$200.
Same price point, $199.99. scheduled to come out March?
February 13th.
February, yep, next month.
Next month.
Yep.
Which is coming out coinciding with Majora's Mask.
Yep.
As of right now, there are four editions that are going to be hitting next month. There's the two standard stock edition. I believe they're the burgundy, like a maroonish color.
We get a red and a red or a black one.
Like a brick red and a black. And then there is a very elusive Majora's Mask edition.
That's already sold out. And then
sold out just about everywhere. And then there's also going to be a Fire Emblem edition. Is that what it was? Fire Emblem or the Monster Hunter. The special edition Monster
Hunter. Yeah, the Monster Hunter 4.
Yeah.
Yep. So there's four of them right now that you could... Well, realistically, there's three of them right now that you could have your eye out for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Definitely keep your eye out for that. But the reason why there's only three is because as soon as they announced that the pre-orders for the Majora's Mask 3DS... that's going to really mess me up for a while. Just like the new Super Mario Bros. Messed me up for a while.
Hey, watch where you're swinging at,
Dave.
Huh?
Yeah.
Watch where you're swinging at.
Oh, it's only keys.
Okay.
I shouldn't be sitting on the floor anyway.
That's comfortable.
But yeah, as soon as they announced the pre-orders, it's sold out in how long? A matter of minutes.
Yeah, it was...
That doesn't surprise me.
It was sold out.
It sold out so fast that by the time you could listen to the Nintendo Direct and get your butt down to a GameStop store... It was gone.
They were gone.
They were turning people away. It sold out online before anybody even had a chance to step foot in a brick store.
Which is really crazy because the Majora's Mask 3DS does not come with a copy of the game.
Not ours, nope. No. North American version does not. However,
Europe does.
The European version does.
Ah.
Man, that's such BS, man. But
it's to, Nintendo when we will blindly... Yeah.
Shell out all of our cash.
Shell out our money. All hail the Great Uniter.
True. But also, coming later this month, we're going to be getting some Wii games coming to the Wii U shop.
Yep. Actually, they started today, actually.
Yep.
Game 1 of 3 has begun to release off of the Wii U eShop.
Yep.
And that game available now is...
Super Mario Galaxy 2.
Yep. Indeed, Super Mario Galaxy 2, and for this week only, starting today, for 1 week only, it's going to be available for half price. So that's $10.
Yep, that's pretty sweet.
After this week, it's going to go back up to $20.
Yeah.
And each game, when they first release, they're going to be cut at half price for the first week of their launch.
Yeah.
So if you're looking to pick up either Super Mario Galaxy 2, which is available now, like right now.
Mm-hmm.
Right now?
Right meow.
Right meow?
Right meow.
Right meow.
I'd get that right now. Also, launching later on this month, you have Punch-Out.
Yep.
Punch-Out is going to be available on January 22nd. And definitely keep an eye out for that one. However, that's only for North America.
Yeah.
For the European, you guys are going to be getting Donkey Kong Country Returns. Yes. You tap the back of my leg?
No.
Okay. There's something in this room. There's a bird poking back of my leg. But yeah, so you guys are going to be getting Donkey Kong Country Returns. We're going to be getting Punch-Out. And then on January 29th, the Metroid Prime Trilogy is going to release as well.
That's pretty sweet.
Each one will retail at $20 or £18, wherever you are. And they'll be reduced to $10 or £9. For the first week of their release.
Yep.
Also on the eShop, there's going to be the second wave of Hyrule Warriors DLC.
Ah, yes. Hyrule Warriors DLC to commemorate the release of the Majora's Mask 3D. Now, with the Majora's Mask DLC for Hyrule Warriors, they introduced two new playable characters, three new costumes, and one new adventure mode map. The Adventure Mode map looks pretty interesting, but that's not what we're here to talk about. What are we here to talk about?
Jingle.
Who?
Jingle.
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 Tingle.
Tingle. I was close.
Tingle is now going to be playable in Hyrule Warriors, as well as Young Link from Majora's Mask.
Nice.
Now, before you start saying why Young Link, he's, going to play just like Link, but blah, 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 and start freaking out. His weapon of choice is the Kokiri sword. But he does come also equipped with the Fierce Deity Mask. So that's also
the what?
DDD. The DDD mask.
The DDD mask.
The DDD mask.
Yep, a fierce deity mask, and he can equip that as part of his combos. I believe, not quite sure how that's going to come into play, but they do have video footage of him putting the mask on, getting all big and bulky and freaking out and killing people. So that's really interesting. But Tingle, though. Tingle is going to be a very unique character. If you haven't checked out Nintendo Direct, I would highly recommend you check that out. Watch the video for Hyrule Warriors DLC. Don't forget, it's the Majora's Mask DLC. It's going to come available very, very soon. Probably around the same time that Majora's Mask 3D comes out. Which, did we go over the release date for that for yet?
February 13th.
Here you go.
Happy Valentine's Day.
For a lot of people.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Now, like I said, we have a lot of Nintendo news, so we're just only scraping the edge.
What about Fire Emblem 3DS?
Ooh. Oh, ho, ho. You want to talk about that, Wayne?
Not really.
Okay, but yeah, there's a new Fire Emblem coming out for the 3DS. They didn't go too much in depth with that.
They have feet.
I hope so.
No, this is something that Kim pointed out. The last Fire Emblem game, they had shovels for feet. Like, they didn't really go into... They kind of, you know, neglected on animating their feet, really.
Oh, okay.
So, okay. In this rendition, they have feet.
I'm imagining them walking around on actual shovels.
Like, right?
What? Like, okay, all right. So... There you go, Fire Emblem for 3DS. They have feet.
What about we got some new game coming that's going to be a free-to-play game from Tekken's director.
From the Tekken director in collaboration with Bandai Namco. They don't have a name yet. Well, they do, but they haven't released it yet. But they did give us the tentative name of Project Treasure. It's going to be a free-to-play game, and it seems to be pretty awesome.
Yeah, let's see. It's going to involve gathering treasure, disarming traps.
Huh. And it's Wii U exclusive.
Yeah.
So, first off, a Bandai Namco game from the director of Tekken, free to play, is already a big deal in itself.
Yeah.
And then you throw in disarming traps, gathering treasure, so on and so forth. It makes it a pretty...
Crazy.
Pretty awesome deal.
Makes you wonder, though. This is what the director of Tekken is working on. When are we going to get Tekken Cross Street Fighter?
I am still waiting on Tekken Cross Street Fighter, and as I'm sure a lot of other people are as well. I'm a Street Fighter player, in case you guys didn't know.
I'm not.
Mimi's a Tekken player, or used to be.
Whatever.
I'm pulling your Tekken card.
You cannot pull my Tekken card. It's in my wallet.
I'm about to pull your Tekken card.
You can't have it.
I can beat you in Tekken now, so I can pull your Tekken card.
No.
But
you're taking advantage of my disabilities.
I am not. Anyway,
playing with my emotions. I did not give you permission to play with my emotions. Or my emotions alone.
All right. Well, there you go. Permission revoked. I stop.
So she's gonna go play with him in a corner.
Well, she's already been messing with him all week. All right. Well.
Can we get donuts?
No, we're not gonna get donuts.
Okay.
Anyway.
That sounds good.
We might get donuts.
Have a cake. Can we eat cake?
No, woman. You either get donuts or cake or nothing. You can't get both.
A cake donut.
You can't get your cake and eat it too.
Get a cake donut.
You can, actually. Touche.
Anyways, we also got some new amiibos coming.
Yes. The next wave, I believe this is the third or fourth wave, I've lost count.
Yeah.
Of the Smash Brothers amiibo are going to be releasing sometime in the spring. And they are going to include Robin, Lucina, Pac-Man, Mario, Ness, Charizard. Now, they are also releasing a set of Super Mario amiibo, which a lot of you are saying, you know, it's kind of redundant. But keep in mind, these characters, as long as they are available in Super Smash Bros., can be used in Super Smash Bros. For the Wii U as part of your NFCs. Now, they are different variations of the characters. They're releasing Mario, Luigi, Princess Peach, Bowser, Yoshi, and Toad.
Nice.
So, those are all going to be released, and they're going to be usable in Mario Party 10.
Ooh.
I'm just going to throw this out right now. A lot of people were kind of holding back on buying Amiibo because they didn't see the point in getting Amiibo. Because it was only good for one game, pretty much. Smash Brothers.
Smash Brothers, but...
But now that you're seeing that it's, you know, we're going to have Mario Party 10 coming out soon.
Mario Party 10. And then there's going to be a special mode for Amiibo as well in Mario Party 10, which is going to be interesting. It's another way to play.
If you see an Amiibo you want,
pick it up.
Yeah, definitely. Get it, because these things are selling like hotcakes.
Happen to have an extra Little Mac? You want to send it our way?
Yeah, for real. I've been looking for Little Mac for a while. So if you guys are, you know, willing to send
a
Little Mac.
If you have the, you know, the means.
I think I saw one of those in the store a while back.
Jeez, I've been looking everywhere and I can't find
it. Yeah, if you had the means to pre-order, this is one of those things that I actually suggest that you actually pre-order.
Yes. Yeah, definitely. And, Yeah, so they will be cross-playable. However, if you have one, let's say you have one of the many Super Mario Amiibo that they're releasing, but you have the Smash Brothers version, they can cross. You can play it on Mario Party 10. However, if you do, you have to erase your data for Super Smash Brothers on the Amiibo.
No.
So the memory unit in there isn't as advanced as, you know, say... you would expect, where it can hold multiple data.
Damn you, Tony Stark.
I don't think it was Tony Stark's fault.
Yeah,
but
the last thing we needed, though, you know, Amiibos rebelling against us and coming up whining about no strings attached.
Did you know that's where Skynet came from?
Oh, okay. Skynet. I haven't heard that in a while. But, yeah, they will cross over, but like I said, you can only use them for one of the games, so get one if you want. And definitely save it, but Toad is going to be usable as well with a new update to Captain Toad's Treasure Tracker.
Ah.
So.
That looked like an interesting game, but I don't know.
It's been getting some serious, serious reviews, and that game is looking better and better by the day.
Yeah.
So if you haven't picked up Treasure Tracker, or Captain Toad's Treasure Tracker, sorry, and you're into the whole, like, puzzle maze kind of deal,
yeah,
definitely check it out. Little fun fact, it was originally supposed to be designed as a Legend of Zelda game.
Huh. Intriguing.
Yeah, little fun fact for you. You know, from, you know, me, I do that kind of stuff. I like finding things like that. Easter eggs.
And then we got this little thing called Pokemon Shuffle coming that Mimi's going to be checking out, I'm sure.
Yeah, maybe.
It's another free-to-play game on the 3DS.
I'm just curious though, why? I mean, Pokemon Toys already exist.
It's a different type of puzzle game.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a mesh.
P.S. Sonic Shuffle wants their shuffle back.
Ooh.
What?
Sonic Shuffle came out in the year 2000.
Yeah.
It's a Sonic the Hedgehog puzzle game.
Okay.
Meanwhile, I mean, I don't know much about that other than it's gonna be a, you know, a Mat 3 kind of like game apparently. We do have confirmation that Nintendo says more Marth Amiibos are gonna be coming. So there will be a re-release at that some point.
Ooh, yes.
For the strategy game.
Yep, so basically, they're re-releasing Marth and the other Fire Emblem characters because they're going to be used with the Fire Emblem developed codename Steam.
Yep.
Which looks interesting. I'm not sure if it's a game I would pick up, personally. I don't know. But it does definitely look interesting.
Yes.
What else we got?
Other than that, we've got the new Mario vs. Donkey Kong, which is coming to the Wii U and 3DS as a cross-buy game. So you buy it on one system, get it on the other.
Yep. You get the digital download code for the other when you buy one.
Can we talk about Puzzles and Dragons?
We're getting there. We're getting there.
Slow your roll, Turbo.
Fine.
Yeah, so that's going to be fun. It looks like a fun, rather fun intuitive update to the classic, you know, Mario and Donkey Kong games. So, but yes, Puzzles and Dragon Z.
Okay, maybe you can cover that one.
What am I covering?
Puzzles and Dragon Z.
Okay, I really don't know too much about the Puzzles and Dragon Z or Puzzles and Dragons franchise, but there are two new Puzzles and Dragon games coming out. There's going to be one for the 3DS, and then there's going to be another one also for the
3DS. They're both for the 3DS.
Yeah, they're both for the 3DS. One is Puzzles and Dragons.
But one's for the 3DS.
One is Puzzles and Dragons Super Mario Bros. Edition.
Yes.
Yes, they're gonna come packaged together, at least in the West here. So Looks like we get both games in one package.
Okay, Wayne's a little background.
Stealing
the series is, it features RPG and strategy elements. It's a fantasy puzzle game about defeating monsters.
Monsters.
So, a lot of Nintendo news that was, unleashed today. Definitely follow on that. If you haven't watched the Nintendo Direct this morning or today, or you haven't watched it at all yet, definitely check it out. Highly recommended.
Yep. Another game that got announced today, Kirby and the Rainbow Curse. Mm. We talked a little bit about how Amiibo, they're going to unlock in-game things.
Yes. In fact, if you have the Kirby Amiibo, it will unlock a special ability for you, I believe. If you use the King Dedede Amiibo, it will give you 6 health bars instead of 4.
Ah.
And if you use the Meta Knight Amiibo. Mm-hmm. Mimi, what does it give you?
I don't know. I didn't read the notes.
Okay. All right. So, back to me. Throw it back. Okay. I have it back. If you use a Meta Knight Amiibo, it's going to give you a quicker charge attack. So, you'll be able to blast through a bunch of enemies at a lot faster rate, and you'll also be a lot stronger. So, it's usable once per day, I believe. That's what they've said.
Huh.
But yeah, I mean, they're really using this whole Amiibo thing pretty effectively, actually, if I do say so myself. But yeah.
Okay. And a little topic that's come up, several times before, Jesse and I talk about it a lot, is that a lot of people are complaining that a lot of games that are coming out for any console, any system, is kind of just a rehash or a remake or a continuation of a previous franchise.
Yeah.
Well, you can argue either way with that one.
Yeah, a little bit.
There's a lot of people that naysay against Nintendo because they only make safe games and blah blah blah.
They only make Legend of Zelda games, Mario Brothers, blah blah blah.
So on and so on. But one game that we're all equally excited about that's, it's pretty interesting for Nintendo to be writing it this hard considering that it's a brand new game. It's not based on any other franchise.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a different gameplay, not a side scroller, things like that. It's Splatoon.
Hmm.
Nintendo is hyping Splatoon hard.
And for good reason.
They have every good reason to. So some of the new things they announced today, the new central hub in the game where you can navigate to different game modes. The Inklings, which are the characters in the game, will hang out in your Miiverse, in your plaza.
Yep.
There's going to be a shopping center in the game which allows you to purchase new items.
Clothing, items, weapons.
Weapons, clothing, yes. Things like that. There's 3 main weapon types. There's the main weapons, sub-weapons, and special weapons. And each player is fully customizable with their attacks, looks, and stats. So that's pretty exciting.
And check this out. Everything you equip will vary how your player fights. And each player will fight differently according to what their special attributes are. So keep equipping more things, and you can find out other ways you can play. Now, also, the online play, also available to that central hub. So while you can be at your Miiverse Plaza area where all your Inklings can interact and everything, you go to the central tower, and that's where you're going to be able to find a lot of the online multiplayer matches. So they're really hyping that part. Definitely worth checking out.
Oh, you didn't mention what Tingle's main weapon was.
I wasn't going to.
The balloon.
Of course it says balloon.
Oi, why would it not be? Anyways, some interesting news here. The 3DS XL Majora's Mask consoles are going for as much as $500 already on eBay.
Of course they are.
Ooh-wee. But also, it looks like GameStop's giving people a free Majora's Mask pin to people who pre-order Codename Steam.
Huh.
Yeah.
So let's order a completely irrelevant game and get a Majora's Mask pin.
I know, right?
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I think that's...
I think we've got most of the
stuff
that
they covered.
Yeah, so it looks like Mario and Donkey Kong will be $20.
Yep.
So, that's pretty cool. Looking to see if we missed anything. Actually, you know what? Let's go into this one, because GameStop actually is going to be offering a promotion to allow you to trade in your old 3DS XL or PlayStation Vita to be able to get a 3D XL, the new one, for $100.
Which is pretty good, considering that's cheaper than your 2DS.
Slightly.
A bit cheaper.
So you'll get $100 $100 credit with the 3DS XL or PlayStation Vita. You can also get in a $75 credit with a 2DS or 3DS. So, I mean, hey, if you got a couple of them.
Couple?
We just happen to have a couple of 2DSs.
Hey,
around.
We had a couple.
We have one 3DS lying around.
Yeah. I have a 3D. I have the original one myself, so.
Yeah, I'm not trading that in. That's become my. It's part of my collector's edition now.
Right?
It's part of my collector. My collection.
I never really got. Say? Never really felt like the 2DS was the. Was too much fun.
And in case you guys are still kind of on the fence about the difference between the 3DS XL and the new 3DS XL. The new 3DS XL is an upgrade in hardware and software. So not only does it run faster than... Mage, would you stop moving around back there?
He's crying.
Not only does it load faster and play faster than your standard 3DS or 3DS XL, but it also comes with a C-Stick, also built-in, as well as a built-in near-field communication device. So yeah. You touch your Amiibo to your bottom touchscreen, and it will activate your NFC. So those of you who play Smash Brothers on the 3DS...
Yeah, you want this.
Oh, yeah. And it'll load a lot faster, too, so you don't have to wait. No, as I've seen. Tried playing with a bunch of people in the 3DS. I'm playing on my Wii U. Gotta wait for them to load up the 3DS. Gotta wait for them to link up.
Yeah.
All this will happen a lot faster with the new 3DS XL.
Yep.
So, yep.
Moving on here, let's go into 343 Industries. Has actually come forward saying with another update for the Master Chief Collection this coming out this week. We're going to be getting updates to the UI and a variety of other areas. One of the big things here we're going to be getting is that it's going to reintroduce the Halo 4 and Team Hardcore playlist. Should be available within the next few days. Team Hardcore will launch with Halo 2 Classic variants only. While Halo 3 maps and game types will be integrated in a future update. Other playlists also in the works are Team Snipers, Team Doubles, and Objective Only playlists. Outside of this, there's more updates being worked on, obviously to matchmaking, parties, community items, which will be shared later on as they get closer to release. They're working very hard, and they're nonstop work to get this game working as best as it can, and it's pretty sweet that they're putting that much effort into it. Most developers, if they mess up on it, it's like, whatever. We'll patch it once, and that's it.
Of course. Everything's about patches.
Yeah. Xbox One gets an update. It's coming up on February, which is going to be adding game hubs and tile transparency. I think if you're on the preview program, you should be getting this pretty soon here, but it should be available for you now. The game hubs is basically, which is attached to every game when selected on the dashboard. These hubs will pull together information like video clips, leaderboards, and friend activity. Meanwhile, custom backgrounds will be given more exposure with transparency options on the dashboard, kind of like my Windows Phone does now. Microsoft notes, however, that some titles cannot be made transparent due to restrictions on amending logos from third-party partners. To kind of understand there. Mm. There's going to be tweaks to the TV software, such as One Guide and Trending. Looks like that's going to be the main updates coming into this thing here. So it's kind of nice, you know, getting...
Yep. As for the actual update for the general public, it's going to be available sometime in February.
Yeah. So, I do need to get the TV adapter at some point, as soon as it's available. I don't think it's available yet, is it? I don't know.
I don't think so.
There is a new Call of Duty Advanced Warfare DLC coming.
Havoc.
Yeah. Let's see, when is this coming out? January 27th.
Oh, that's actually
just
fairly
soon. Two weeks away.
Yep.
What we're going to get on this one apparently is going to be... Exo-Zombies, a multi-part series told by Atlas Corporation characters played by celebrities, including John Malkovich.
Huh.
So, that's going to be interesting.
Actually got an actual celebrity.
Yeah. We get four multiplayer maps.
Chris Evans is doing some commercials.
Two more weapons.
Yeah.
So, the maps, we got one called Core, which is in the Gobi Desert, on the ruins of a nuclear fission plant. We got Urban, which is a close-up quarters map, and a very vertical map, meaning players will need to hone their exoskeleton abilities to succeed. Sideshow, this creepy map with both close quarters and long lines of sight is set in Wyoming, and an abandoned inn with a clown at the center of the map, which emits crazy rainbow cannonballs that you can use to wipe out your enemies.
Cool.
Okay.
Creepy.
Then we got Drift, which is up in the Rocky Mountains. Features a carousel at the middle of it that players can ride to spin around and shoot or be shot at from all angles. Okay. So, there you go. For those of you that are still playing that one, go for it. Pick it up. Should be fun. And then earlier this week, we had an announcement from Forza Motorsport 6. It has been announced for Turn 10. It's going to be coming out, I think, what, next year? Or maybe this year?
Don't think it has a release date yet.
Yeah, not yet. It'll probably come out this fall or next fall, I would imagine, considering they're pretty close to doing it, you know, every year or 2 years. Obviously exclusively to the Xbox One. The Ford GT is featured as the cover car, thanks to a new partnership with Microsoft, Turn 10 and Ford.
Yeah.
We're also going to be getting the Shelby GT350 Mustang, F-150 Raptor, and of course we're going to be getting gameplay footage in June at E3. This actually marks the 10-year anniversary of the Forza Motorsport series.
Interesting.
So, yeah, pretty cool, huh?
Not bad. I mean, if you're into racing games, that's kind of like your thing. Me personally, it's not quite my thing, so.
Yeah, I'm not a really big fan of the Forza Motorsport series. I enjoy doing it a little bit here and there, but I really enjoy, like, Horizon, because that's open world. It's, you know, it's more in your face. You can go off-road and stuff. It's a little more challenging. It's not just a circle.
Yeah.
What about GameStop? What do they got going?
So GameStop, Mimi.
Hold on, I just found something.
Did you find your big toe?
Shit, I didn't know she lost it.
What?
Asked if you found your big toe. I didn't know you lost it.
It walked off?
I don't know.
Oh, so her big toe's got feet.
I'm kind of afraid to check now.
So what'd you find?
A thing.
What's the thing? We have listeners!
Attack on Titan Real Escape Stadium game.
Oh boy.
Yep, it is an immersive, interactive game inspired by Attack on Titan. So by those two California dates, it's February 1st in San Francisco's AT&T Battery Park. Battery Park, that's not the right name of it. AT&T Park. And then March 21st in East LA. Tickets are now on sale. Debuting in 2009, you should know what Attack on Titan is. So the game has been played in stadiums in Japan before, and they just made the jump in December to go worldwide. So it casts players as Survey Corp trainees whose graduation day is interrupted by an alarm warning that Titans have breached the Citadel. Participants must use teamwork to decode clues and find the escape route.
Huh.
The official website provides broad guidelines for the event, which is about an hour and a half long. It points out that it's not necessary you know everything about the Attack on Titan universe. Cosplay is welcome.
I hope so.
I know, right? You know, much love to all you Attack on Titan cosplayers, but you guys move in freaking crowds.
Yeah.
There's no such thing as a solo Attack on Titan cosplayer.
Because there's no such thing as a solo Survey Corps member.
That is true. Anyways, you guys were saying...
GameStop.
Yes, GameStop.
What did you do? I don't know what this is.
Goodness. Alright, so GameStop, they plan on upgrading to a one cloud server. And they're going to be hopping on the Microsoft bandwagon with that.
Yeah.
So they're jumping on the Xbox's one cloud server technology.
Yeah, the Azure Cloud Network. It's designed to take them to the next level of innovation, really. Essentially, from what I understand here, it's going to make things easier in-store for employees to recommend games based on what you've been playing. It'll actually, you know, kind of like directly link to mobile devices and, you know, what you've been playing and so forth.
It's just
like
another
that.
Way for the man to spy on you.
You know, it's a little weird because, you know, kind of part of your job at GameStop is to interact with the customer and find out what games they're playing.
Yeah.
Instead of,
you know, saying, hold on, let me scan you real quick and find out what you're playing.
Well, yeah, I mean, think about this. I mean, I don't know exactly how it's going to work out, but it could be something along the lines where, say, you walk into GameStop, your phone has NFC, it pings to their server or it connects to their Wi-Fi network, it syncs up with your mobile accounts, your Microsoft account, and says, hey, look, this guy played Halo 5, you know?
Just another way for them to spy on you.
Yeah,
you know, I'm
basically
thinking more like it's gonna be like the algorithms that are on Facebook that are really annoying, where it recommends a new story than pages to like based on other pages that you like.
Yeah, Tumblr does it too.
Or it's kind of like Tumblr, where we like recommended blogs because you like cats, we're gonna recommend to you a cat blog.
Yeah.
But I don't want to buy an envelope full of glitter.
It's true. Speaking of glitter, I found something today. If there's somebody you really, really, really don't like.
Oh, yes, that's what I was mentioning. You know,
oh, yes. Yes, you can send someone an envelope of glitter that the company literally guarantees will get everywhere, and it's only $10.
However, the CEO of the company is begging people to stop.
Yeah, they've suspended sales.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. So, you know, in addition, you could just ask for a gift, Christmas card for me and Jesse, and we'll take about a year and a half to mail it to you.
Yeah.
But you will be equally
I don't
good
know why it's so hard. You go to Michael's, you spend $2 on a pack of glitter.
I'm expecting, like, if I'm going to pay $10 for someone to glitter bomb someone, I'm going to expect some elaborate, like, ticking time bomb glitter where they, like, open the box and it's, like, disguised as another box and then there's, like, postage stamps on it and then they open it and there's some kind of spring contraption that just boom, poosh, and just glitter everywhere.
Right? All you gotta do is make sure that the return address is the same address as the one you're going to, and they don't know who it's coming from.
Well, yeah, but that.
Yeah, or it's kind of like walking into a Claire's store or going to a middle school cheerleading tournament.
Yeah.
Which I don't recommend either of you do. That's just weird and creepy.
I don't plan on it.
Okay.
I don't know where that came from.
Yeah. I don't either.
I don't know.
Wayne, I think
I'm
it came from your beard.
Anything.
You're a little thin down here.
How about Xbox One exclusive game called Scalebound that developers are going are saying is going to shock you. It's an upcoming game exclusive from the developers of Bayonetta 2 and Metal Gear Rising Revengeance. Platinum Games. They're saying this is gonna really shock you. This is something you ain't seen before. But they won't really go into specifics.
See, the way you said that, I thought, like, it's going to come with, like, some sort of attachment to your controller where it literally shocks you every time you
It wouldn't surprise me.
Alright, so basically,
like, imagine if they actually had that kind of a peripheral for a controller, and every time a bratty little 8-year-old swears at another Call of Duty player, they get shocked.
There is a patent out, actually, right now for that.
Awesome.
It
that
just,
is pretty cool.
Nobody wants to actually make it.
I guess
nobody
cruel.
Wants to be responsible
cruel.
For like
no, it's cruel and unusual punishment.
Crying because they just got zapped because they cussed at people. But anyway, yeah, quotes. It's you and there's dragons. Monster Hunter esque? No. Monster Hunter is kind of weird and grindy. I like it, but no. You have to think, what does Platinum do well? Now, Platinum is the developer. That's what they're building. What do we do well? Well, that's what we're adding. And yeah, these are dragon companions. And God, they are awesome.
Yeah. Expect something really, really unique here. Something that's going to just, you know, I'm expecting big things from this. That's all I can say. Then we've got Microsoft talking about some old games such as, Banjo-Kazooie?
Oh, yes.
Perfect Dark, Blast Corps, Viva Pinata, Battletoads.
Don't call GameStop asking for Battletoads.
Yeah.
Not until the game comes out.
Yeah. So they've renewed the trademark on a lot of these games. They're not coming out this year. It's coming sometime, potentially. They're still working on it. You know, so they're trying to figure out the best option for that. So,
yeah. You think Rare just brought back Battletoads just to alleviate that whole issue?
I don't know, I think it would just make it worse, because now they actually have an answer.
Yeah, but that would mean people wouldn't have to call back anymore.
And
the dog is throwing a tantrum.
Another thing that's actually kind of unique, and this coming up this year, apparently, we're going to be getting a Friday the 13th video game. So, Jason Voorhees is coming back.
If they don't release it on Friday the 13th, I'm going to be mad.
Yeah. It's actually coming from Crystal Lake Entertainment, which is interesting. So, but hey, nice to see that this, you know, it's an interesting property. If they do it right, it could be a really solid game.
Yeah, I was done with the whole Friday the 13th thing back in the NES era.
Yeah, but it's a new era, and maybe it'll do. Maybe we'll do better. Anyways, there's one other thing I wanted to mention real quick. I saw a video clip of this of these guys playing this. It's a mobile game. I forgot the name of it. I guess it's something along the lines of Pictionary, where you use it on your phone or your tablet, and you draw it out, and you hold it up for the other person to figure it out and guess. Well, this video shows some people playing it, right? And, you know, he's drawing on it, and he quickly lifts it up to his head and bashes it into his head that breaks the screen.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm like, what? Oh.
Was it an iPhone? Tell me it was an iPhone.
I think it was, but I'm not sure. Yeah, they deserve that, right?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. Is anything coming up anytime soon?
Not really.
I think we're hitting a downtime.
I did start reading the first issue for the Star Trek Planet of the Apes crossover. Very impressed so far. Huh. I'll try to get a review of that at some point here, hopefully, eventually, when I find some time.
Oh, yeah, time is something we're all very short on right now.
Yeah. Anyways, I think that's about all we got for this episode, right?
Just about. Now, to hark back on the trivia question from earlier.
Oh, snap.
The question was, most of the music from Skyrim was rehashed from what other game? And that was all they gave me as far as information goes. The answer is The Elder Scrolls III Morrowind. Now, I used a little bit of a process of elimination. Because I knew it had to be from one of the other Elder Scrolls games. And I wasn't sure which one, but what led me to the answer was the fact that Skyrim had the Dawnguard and the Hearthfire and everything like that, the DLCs, which brought you back to Morrowind. So I had a feeling that Morrowind was playing a larger part in Skyrim than originally thought. So I had to think back. It was probably going to be back to Morrowind. And as I thought more about it, I was sure of it. So yeah, it was The Elder Scrolls III Morrowind.
Interesting.
Yeah. Well, I think that's all we've got. So
yeah.
Yeah. Cool. As always, like us on Facebook. Check out our website for a lot of our reviews. All of our reviews pretty much go up on the website. Our photos from ALA this past weekend. Definitely check those out.
Slowly going up. I have the Puella Magi meetup up. I have the Marvel meetup up. I'm going to have some pictures from the Nintendo meetup and Ruby coming up soon.
Oh, yes, Ruby.
Yes. That's probably the only downside of the convention is that there's just so much for us to take in that we didn't get as much pictures taken as we wanted to.
Yeah, there's a lot of things going on.
Yes.
I tried entering the Smash Bros. Tournament, but alas, I was late for the entry, so I couldn't actually participate, which saddened me greatly. But
there will be others.
There will be others.
Always another day.
Maybe we'll try and host one of our own.
Ooh.
I'd definitely be down with it.
We'll see.
But yeah.
We shall see.
So I think with that, anything to add?
No.
You sure?
Yeah.
Mage? Okay.
That's it.
All right. We'll see you guys next week. Later.
See what I did there?